Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Colm O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rain.
Good man Santa Claus looking after the children, but for everybody else's deliveries, all the adult deliveries, it's delivery services like On Post people are going to have to rely on. If you're sending cards, gifts, parcels, now's the time to get them on their way to make sure they arrive before the big day if you're not relying on a magic sleigh. So joining me now is Anna McHugh, Head of Communications at On Post, to share the essential deadlines and tips and field your queries. So you can get us on 0870 32 32 32 5155. That's for WhatsApp. 51551 for your text. Now, Anna, before we get to the Christmas post queries and the listeners' questions, the impact of the storm today, what impact has it had?
Well, thankfully, you know, we factor in storms for this time of year when we're doing our logistics planning. We had a tricky day, absolutely, particularly down south today. It was very difficult in the west, and it's fairly hairy out there this evening on the east coast. But so far, so good. I suppose our biggest worry is there are ferries full of lovely parcels that haven't been able to leave Holyhead today. So that immediately, you know, means that we're heading into an extra busy weekend. But it just shows the reasons why we say post early, get organised. Don't leave it to the last minute.
Right. Dish out the deadlines there.
Well, tomorrow is the latest date for cards to the US and Canada. That's absolutely sure of Christmas delivery. Now, you've missed the deadlines if you're sending parcels to faraway places. You can still chance it, but nothing can be guaranteed. And for parcels to Europe, it's Friday, the 12th. And for any parcels being posted in Ireland, for Ireland, or going to the UK, it is next Tuesday, the 16th. And that's a little bit earlier than usual, but for the absolute reason, the parcels this year were 30% up on last year, and weather. So we don't know what we're heading into. Get them in the post.
Okay, listener query there. What's the difference? A letter and a parcel? Measurements. When does a card become a parcel?
Cards are 100 grams, you know, or several sheets of paper if you're writing a letter. But it starts getting into weight and dimensions at that stage. Check at the local post office and they'll always give you the very best deal.
Are people still sending Christmas cards?
In Ireland, it is such an important tradition. Obviously, you know, traditional mail is down, probably down 50% in the last 10 years or so. Christmas absolutely bucks that trend. You know, people might be sending a few less, but it's still a really important part of Christmas. And it's why we give great discounts on Christmas stamps and bundles and all the rest. Particularly as well, we've always had a larger proportion of personal mail in Ireland than anywhere else in Europe, possibly due to emigration, you know, the love of the written word. But it's really important at Christmas.
Right, fear of falling out with people.
Well, or building those bridges and not letting the year finish without building that bridge, getting in touch. You know, you can't put a text on the mantelpiece. And for people far away, it means a lot.
And you've got a bundle of Christmas stamps there. What? How much is it to send a card now?
Well, with these stamps, you know, you're getting 15 stamps for €20. So you're saving nearly a fiver, and you can use them next Christmas. You can use them anytime at all. And if you buy them with international stamps, we're giving you €8 discount with the little booklet of international stamps as well. And you can also buy Christmas cards, 15 cards for €10 when you buy these two in any post office.
And you can use them anytime.
You can use them anytime. And they're lovely. There's lovely stickers on the Tin Man and all the rest of it on it. They're really seasonal and colourful. So, but just, you know, get writing. European cards need to be in the post anywhere in Europe by the 18th of December. It's the 20th, that includes the UK. It's the 21st for Northern Ireland and the 22nd within the Republic. But please don't leave it till the last minute.
Right. Food. Posting food abroad. Do's and don'ts.
Look, you know,
Hey, did you have that, ad there?
Oh, yes, I have it
The historic ad for Turkey text, for this Turkey was, postage.
We were talking about Turkey's been sent in the post for Christmas. Was it yesterday or the day before? And a listener sent in this ad from the Sunday Independent. From the Sunday Independent, December 4th, 1960. Lovely picture of a turkey with a nice little hat on, carrying a little bag, a little overnight bag, saying, send your gift turkey by air. And it says the turkey or geese from Dublin should be sent to Aer Lingus Turkey Reception in Carlbrough Street in Dublin. And turkeys or geese from the provinces should be handed into any CIE station where air freight charges in addition to rail charges should be paid.
No.
Oh, no turkeys, thank you. Much as we love the turkey. And our own turkey in my own family used to come from Clonamana in Wexford every year in the post. And we'd always hope that they weren't left sitting on a radiator or something on the way.
No perishable goods. Okay.
For the US, and you have missed the date for sending parcels to the US, but they have brought in really strict rules as part of these new tariff regulations. And there's a lot of prohibited items. Now, you were never really supposed to send perishables or food to the US.
But people did.
Christmas puddings, Christmas cakes, and they may well have chanced it again this year. But there's a lot more BDIs. There's a lot more restrictions. If anybody is still going to send anything to the States at this late stage, keep the value of the gift under €85. Please keep it under €85.
That's equivalent to $100.
$100.
Right.
Fill in the documentation at the post office fully. Take their advice. And, you know, keep it small quantities, wrapped confectionery. You know, you can't send, you know, liquids. You can't send explosives. You can't, you know, there's a lot of dairy products and meat products. Please don't chance it. Keep it safe and fill in the documentation.
Unless you want your parcel shot by ice.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of BDIs over there. They don't want, you know, they want everyone to buy in the States, so they don't want stuff coming in.
Australia, New Zealand, anyone who's watched that Australian customs programme, food is a no-no, isn't it?
I know, it really is. They're really strict there, you know. And look, with heat and vans and weather and everything else, it's, you know, it's an awful shame when things become spoiled and they'll just dump it, you know, if something leaks, you know. I mean, within Ireland, people ask us, can you send bottles? If you wrap them really, really, really well, you know, and I mean really well, you can send gifts like that. You're always taking a risk, but you can't send any liquids. The airlines
bubble wrapped
take them
in a cardboard tube type
exactly.
thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Are people actually really sending Christmas cards to their pets?
Oh, absolutely. You should look in the shops. Christmas cards to the cat, from the cat, to the dog. And why wouldn't you? The most important people, most important beings in your life. We see it all
gives
at Christmas.
Gives people pause for thought at this time of the year.
Exactly. One thing we've done this year, we've our Irish language officer, Chris Storr, has come up with a list of Oscailga greetings that people can use. Very nice if you're posting abroad. It's at onpus.com/nullig. And there's a whole range of them there. And I don't know, they're proven very popular this year.
Are there extra deliveries, Anna?
Yes, there are. There's national deliveries all week, this Saturday, everywhere. And then from next Monday right through to Christmas Eve, parcels and letters. And, you know, with the kind of bit of delay now with this weather, we'll certainly need them.
Somebody wants to know about lost items.
Oh, you know, parcels. When you're sending parcels, please wrap them properly. Check the address. No matter where you're sending them, put a return address on them. Because if something goes wrong or the people have moved in Australia or in Boris and Ossory or wherever it is, we can get them back to you. We have a group of postal detectives that are dedicated in a secure space to try to get things back to the original sender. But the return address makes all the difference.
Okay. And also, I know you say write a return address if you want to get a response from Santa as well, because that's what the word you've got from the North Pole.
Well, the North Pole were actually on to us today because they were just wanted to check up on the storms and how everyone was doing. And they're getting really busy there now. So the Onpust staff around the country have helped Santa for about 40 years, replying to children's letters every year, about 130,000 at the busiest time of year. So but it's really important. It's the last few days now to get those letters to the North Pole. If you're hoping to get a reply, okay. Santa Claus, North Pole, stick a stamp on. Santa appreciates that and make sure the child has the full name and address.
Okay.
Santa will write back before Christmas.
He's delighted with the sticker stamps now. He doesn't have to lick them and freeze his
exactly.
tongue in the North Pole.
Yeah,
all right, speaking of weather, back with that.
Thanks, Anna.